Welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Joining us today, my name is Reverend Shreese Thorne, and this is Knowing Spirit. This is a show dedicated to the different ways, paths, techniques, methods, thoughts, faiths that have been shared among the different masters on this planet on how to heal the soul, how to open up your heart, and how to become aware of the higher dimensions that are around you and become a fully functioning, multidimensional being, quote-unquote, which is what I have summed up into the word knowing spirit. And with me on the line today, I have Reverend LaVon. Hi, LaVon. How are you?
Real good.
I'm glad that you're joining me today. We did miss you last week. Today we are going to be talking about the time bombs that we are sometimes. There are time bombs that are inside of ourselves, our physical bodies, or the aura or the energy field. Some people call it the mind or the pain body. There's different names to it, but sometimes we are a walking time bomb. And LaVon just did a show this morning on that same topic on how if we don't clear the traumas that we have experienced in this lifetime and other lifetimes, we keep attracting those same dramas, quote-unquote, over and over again. So today's show is going to be how to, remove the ticking of the time bomb. So that we're going to create only positive, enjoyable experiences, number one. And then number two, I'd like to talk a little bit about the other dimensions that are around us, but most of us are not aware. The people who have crossed over, I'd like to talk about the astral realm, and I'd like to talk about other spirit beings from different dimensions, and some people might call them ETs. I just call them different beings who are here with us, yet we're not noticing them. And not all of them are good, nor all of them are bad. They're just beings, just as the beings that are on this planet are. Not everyone is loving, and not everyone is selfish, I guess that's the word. So, and how do these two themes interact? Like, why are we talking about the time bomb and why we need to clear the traumas and these other dimensions? Well, the spirit beings that dwell in these other dimensions, which are right here, the dimensions are right here, we just have to become aware of them, those spirit beings can affect us. Now, the spirit beings of light can affect us positively, meaning that they can help us to evolve, they can help us heal, they can help us move towards the light. But just as there are beings who are assisting us to move towards the light, there are beings who are interested in assisting us to move towards forgetfulness. And forgetfulness means forgetting that you are spirit and that you are divine and that you are holy and you are the creator of your experiences and that you are important and valuable and you deserve to experience all the abundance there is on the planet. So we have different types of beings, of course, because we're living in the world of contrast, to borrow from a friend of mine, Hal Minogue. Instead of the word duality, I'm going to use the word contrast. So in this world of contrast, we have to have different types of beings. We're all unique. Not all of us are going to, you know, be this love and light healers. So why is it important to clear your traumas in relation to these other spirit beings that are around us? Well, these other spirit beings affect us, and we affect them. And life force is how we are existing, just as life force is how they are existing. So if you think about it, if you have a trauma, a painful trauma, let's say that happened at 14 years old, and it was very difficult, but you just didn't have anybody to work it through with, and you're still holding on to it, that emotional pain is a frequency, and it's sending off a sound. And what happens is, I consider it a time bomb. So eventually, whatever happened that was traumatic, we're using the example of age of 14, whatever happened which was very traumatic at the age of 14, it will trigger the same or similar circumstance so that it can be cleared. It keeps, you know, energy attracts itself. You know, like attracts like. We've all gone through the laws of attraction. So like attracts like. So it is important to start removing those time bombs that we have within us, so that we are only one attracting experiences that we want to have. We don't want to attract the same trauma we had when we were younger. And number two, we also want to attract spirit beings around us that aren't here to live off of pain and emotion. You know, emotion and trauma is still an energy.
Now, you keep talking about these spirit beings. So are you talking about, like, you and I? Are you talking about Uncle Jack that passed away 20 years ago?
I'm talking about you and I. We have physical beings, right, you and I.
Okay.
And then I'm also talking about the people who've crossed over. Because and sometimes you see them. I used to be a medium. You know, 10 years ago, I practiced as a medium for quite some time. So I saw a lot of people who had died, quote-unquote, but were still here. They still have an astral body. They look just like they were when they were physical, except they were the bodies that they have once they've crossed over are see-through. I guess I don't know how else to say it. You could see through them. You could see them walking in the room, and they could make noise.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had a lot of energy, like they could move something. Like sometimes they would, you know, move a crystal from my windowsill and throw it on the floor. But they had to have a lot of energy to do that, and not most spirit beings that cross over don't have that kind of life force still. So I'm talking about those, the people who, you know, we care about or family members that have died, and they cross over to that other side, quote-unquote, which is right here. So their bodies are see-through. I don't know how else to say it. Or transparent, let's call it. They have transparent bodies. So they're still in the room with us.
It's probably similar to when you watch a show and they kind of show ghosts, right? You can
see
them.
But they're not all white. They actually just look. They look just like how they looked when they were alive. It's just they are transparent.
Okay.
You can see through them, and they can also walk through walls. They're not limited by, you know, wood anymore or brick. They can walk through walls. They don't have those type of physical limitations that we do, because they're not in the physical. They're in the astral.
Okay, they're more like a spirit.
We're all spirit, but they're not in the hard physical realm like we are right now.
Yeah,
but beyond that, there's other spirit beings. Some people call them angels and demons. Some people call them ETs. You know, some people call them gods and goddesses or fairies or gnomes. There's lots of different names for all these different dimensions that are around us, like the different beings that are there.
I know. I've had people just in the last week ask me about mermaids and dragons and unicorns.
Yeah.
And I think, and just a thought from, they're just from different dimensions or different, not dimensions, but different spheres?
Yeah, dimensions. I think you hit it on the head. It's different dimensions.
Okay, so they are beings that somehow must have gotten into some human being's past so they could talk about them and write about them.
That's right, yeah. Or what? We get to the point where you become aware of them. You evolve, and which is part of the reason why we teach the course for the students who are in the program that are listening today. Part of the reason why we teach this course is to help people open up to the other dimensions that are around us. Why get stuck in this one? 3D is great, but there's higher dimensions, and we are spirit beings. Therefore, we have access to these higher dimensions. But we have to first stop believing that this physical world is all that there is, and that you just die and you go to this imaginary heaven. That's not what happens. You've got the physical, but then you have all these different layers. There's different dimensions that you can become aware of, but the dimensions are right here. They're right next to us. So when somebody has crossed over, they end up in maybe the fourth or fifth, whatever dimension you want to call it. But they haven't gone anywhere. They don't, you know, travel 100,000 light years away to another cosmos. They're right here with us. So I think those beings, those mermaids, and I've seen fairies. I haven't seen a mermaid. I've seen fairies and the ETs.
You've seen a what, an ET?
Well, yes, I have.
And
I
that
have.
Means...
Well, you mean, I don't like the word extraterrestrial. I think that sometimes scares people. But,
okay, that's what it means.
Let's be real. I don't think that we're the only people on this planet. We're the only people in the star system. I think that's very judgmental. I think there's lots of other types of spirit beings out there. And I can't say I know the names of all of them. And, you know, there's a lot of authors out there who have have done a lot of research. And enough research where we really have to think about maybe starting to connect with these other races of beings and these other planets and star systems, because they might have something to say. But even beyond that, there's aspects of ourselves that are dwelling in this higher, you know, in these higher dimensions that we should be accessing for ourselves, for our own power, and for control over our lives, which is why it's important that you start taking care of those little ticking time bombs that you have inside of you, because you, whatever you're vibrating at, your frequency is what you're going to attract. So you're also going to attract the lower energies if you're not taking care of a lot of suppressed emotion. And those lower energies, what some people call demons, I just call them lower energies, they're sucking the life force out of you. It's, life force is just energy. We're all channeling life force in order to exist. So every time you breathe, you're using this life force. And when you no longer have life force available in your physical body, it dies, and then you move into another dimension. But you've experienced standing next to somebody and then within 5 minutes feeling exhausted, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that is what you call just a physical, a drain, an energy drain or an emotional drain. And that person wasn't bad nor good. Maybe they were just going through a lot, and the life force is being consumed.
Well, you know, I've had people say, "Well, I walk in a room and these people just suck the energy out of them." And I said, "No, no, no. You are giving them your energy." But
yeah,
then, of course, we have to recuperate, and there's different ways to do that, right? One way it works for me is because I did that other radio station this morning, and about 45 minutes after, it must be people got on or something and put on the archives, all of a sudden I start getting this, and I have to go lay down.
Yeah, you have to rest and recuperate.
So I meditate when I lay down, and then when I wake up, I'm okay. But I thought that works for me. But not everyone has. Because for you now, don't you a lot of times soak in sea salt water?
Yes, that's right. Yep, there's lots of different ways to help with
this. Lots of different ways.
Drain.
But I obviously, my soul was willing to give the energy.
Yeah, to share it, yeah.
I was sharing it, but then I had to revive again, get some back, right?
Restore, right? That's why we all go to so many restaurants. We want to restore. You just want to restore and you know, balance it out again. Because there's an unlimited amount of energy. So you were channeling a lot of energy, let's say this show this morning, which you're going to start having up on your website. So just people who are listening in the next few weeks, check back to my website, www.knowingspirit.org, and all these messages that I have been sharing, and Reverend LaVon and Angela, who's the other teacher for our school, all these messages are posted on our web, so you can just listen to it right off of our web. And they're all about how to become one with the universe, the universal soul, that universal love that we all are. So,
and you mentioned a minute or so ago that you have a school, and you said for those that are doing, but what about, maybe we should share for those that don't know what we're talking about. Maybe this is their first time or they haven't caught us. So you're talking about the New Dawn Ascension School?
Yes, the New Dawn Ascension School of Enlightenment. Thank you for reminding me. That is a correspondence course, very interesting. And so far, all the students that we have worked with have really enjoyed the kind of exercises that we participate in. A lot of it is experiential, kind of hands-on, although it's a weekly teleconference, and we practice things like becoming aware of the energy field. You know, when you stop identifying with your physical body and you become aware of your energy field, your whole consciousness shifts. You have an energy field. Or practicing intuition, which is going to be our next week, our Monday teleconferences, the exercises is to practice your intuition. We are all psychic. That's the natural state of being. We are all highly intuitive. I cannot believe that I'm able to be psychic and nobody else can. That to me just doesn't make any kind of sense. We all have those abilities and talents within us. We just don't use it because we've had to shut it off. Who wants to be psychic in a world of negativity? But now it's time to wake up and use that intuition to grow and to evolve and to enjoy your life. Why try and walk around with your eyes closed? You know, open up that third eye and start using it to read for yourself. You can read for other people, whatever. It's those are things that are latent ability. So this the school, the program focuses on helping you to use those latent abilities that are yours. They're yours. We're just helping you start the process, that's all. Because nobody can give you an ability. Nobody can give you a gift. Everything is already within you. Because we're
For those that want to join with us, all you need to do is get on your website, right?
Yeah, get on my website, or, well, your website's going to be up shortly, so the knowingspirit.org.
We'll send a module. What would you call it? Is it, it's like a workbook, right?
Yeah, it's a fairly big workbook. So every, it's three levels, and every level has three modules. So, you know, with every module, you receive, like, the actual binder, and then we provide CDs, and then we provide the weekly teleconferences, and then we have optional retreats. You don't have to go to the retreats, but we have retreats out in your area, which is Skyme.
And, Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, and boy, my mother held a retreat out there at your place for a long time ago, and just told me how beautiful the land was and how much healing she just received from being on 30 acres of...
Yeah, we have wonderful energy up this way.
You really do. I have got to get out there.
Yes. And what's really neat about the school is that when you call, we send it in the mail,
mm-hmm.
and then I am the mentor,
mm-hmm.
so you can always call me if you need a little just to talk, and you take the classes, and there's practices, and it just slowly lets you not just read it, but practice it, put it into your lifestyle.
Yeah, integrate it.
And I like the way we can get on Monday nights on the teleconference. Because then we can talk, and then, like you said, I've noticed every Monday we have a little time where we're taught how to practice even a little something different,
yes.
which I like. Well, it's all together, and everyone that's partook so far really are learning, and I see a change in their lives.
Yes.
So,
totally.
And it's to the good.
I
would encourage people that, you know, if anything, call and or email and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. It really is. It's been very enlightening.
Well, that is the purpose, I believe, of my existence. I don't know about yours. I think so too. But I guess it's not for me to say that I came here to teach. I incarnated for the purpose of teaching because we're all one. So when somebody else awakens, I awaken. We're all connected. And there are spirit beings on this planet that would prefer you to forget that we're all divinely connected and that there's a creative source that's within you and that at our highest level we do love each other. So it's really important that you clear those little traumas up. You offer the trauma race and I offer something similar, karmic repatterning. But the most important message that I guess I'm trying to get across today is the little time bombs that we have, those traumas, that anger, that fear, that bitterness, that resentment, that rage, all those emotions, if they're not checked, if they're not healed and resolved, I'm not talking suppressed. We don't want to suppress them. That's even worse. If we're not dealing with these emotions, those emotions are little magnets, and they are attracting to you the people who are in the astral realm that have crossed over. Spirit beings who are in the astral realm that are of light and that of not of light, let's put it that way. So just be careful. And not in a fearful way. I don't like the thought of walking around afraid all the time, having to, you know, put up all these imaginary walls. Just in a wise way. Wisdom tells us that whatever we're thinking about, we will bring about. Wisdom tells us that our frequencies and our vibrations are currently what is attracting what's happening in our life. So through wisdom, we would also realize, okay, there's a lot of things around us that we're not aware of. There's enough mediums on this planet to know that the dead don't go anywhere but here, right? So not only have that, there's enough people who have done ET research there is also ETs. But if you align yourself with the greatest good, if you align yourself with the light, with thoughts of love and not thoughts of separation, those beings, those lower beings, cannot touch you. If you are in control of your life, those other beings cannot control you. Let's put it that way.
Could I share an example of what we're trying to share? Would that be okay?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, for example, I do massage, but I really am a Reiki master, and it's kind of a cover-up, because up in the area I'm at, they could not handle Reiki because they still have a mindset, and you'll see when I get into my story. Well, what happened, I had a gal come for a massage about a week ago, and when she was leaving, she said, I'm surprised. Well, my one friend was surprised that I was coming because she says, haven't you heard that Lavanya is a witch? And I call it a slap-in-the-face experience. In other words, at first it was like, ah, and it hurt. I mean, it scared me. But then I caught myself, and I realized the lady must have saw that I had an expression of not happy to hear that. So she kept saying, oh, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it. Well, when I left, I realized that this was like a little time bomb. See, I still had it in my energy field from a past life, and I found out through an intuitive friend that I was here in a past life in this area, and I was literally hung as a witch. And obviously, I must have, when I got hung or in the process of it, of course, I did not handle it like I should have. You know, I mean, we're human.
You may not have been capable of, if you're not capable of doing a whole bunch of resolving in the middle of being persecuted, right? You don't have a lot of time on your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's not a fault. Nothing about you should have. You just didn't have the opportunity to clear that because you died.
Right? I had plenty of other things I was probably dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was because it was like a little time bomb, the lady was a messenger for me because, in fact, I found out she was even one of the persons in the audience when I got hung in that past life. And I found out this lifetime that I was hung, 80% of those people that were involved are among me here.
Yeah,
so I came here to give them, teach them unconditional love or agape love. Well, just to make it quick, and I had some help with Anya because she's really good at this stuff. And sometimes, you know, it's easier for a person not involved emotionally to help because when you're involved emotionally, you don't see nothing but the pain.
Yeah.
So she just said to me, well, obviously, you know, it was an old energy. And someone else shared the same thing with me. It was like, you know. So what I did then when I was alone, I didn't have to call up this girl and say, I want to talk to this woman that called me a witch. No, I just quietly meditated, and I asked to talk to the souls of these people. And so all I did was I said, let's call her Jane, but her name wasn't Jane. But Jane, I thank you for sharing that where someone else called me a witch, because it was showing me, because of the way I got like a slap in the face experience. You know, at first you get slapped, and then the pain goes away, and then I got my act together. Okay, let's straighten this out. This is obviously a little bomb. Right? Is that how you shared that, Anya?
I call it a time bomb.
A time bomb.
Yes,
so because I obviously was being shown this was in my energy field yet, there was something holding me back in the area because my soul remembered being hung as a witch. And here I found out all I did was deal with herbs. That's all I did during that lifetime. I didn't, you know, like now I can lay hands and I can, you know, well, that time I just did the herb thing. So I had to clear it, and again, I had to thank the messenger because anytime someone brings something in your life, and especially if it hurts, it's not a peaceful experience, that's really a love message showing you that this is still in your energy field. So I had to clear it. So I just cleared it, and I hope Anya here will share other ways of clearing, but I just thank the girl for being my love messenger, and then I forgave the people from that lifetime that was involved in this particular issue, because obviously this gal was from that area, yet all probably her and the one that told me and the one that told her I was a witch. And then I had to forgive myself, and then I had to say something similar to, like, now I look at things differently. This was wonderful, because I did not realize I still had this in my energy field, but now it's cleared. And, you know, even since then, things have opened up wider for me. Somebody offered me a better room. I was massaging in a little back warehouse room, and it was fine, but they did hair, and I'd smell hair stuff, and they'd have their music, and it was just not as nice, but I was just excited I had that room. And all of a sudden, here someone just offers me a room out of a physical therapy place, more of a spa atmosphere, and not charging me anymore. So it was like, and other things have even happened that I haven't shared with Anya. I mean, it's just this morning. I mean, things were just, see, it's like I was blocking my reason I came here. So, and then even the same situation, the way it was done, I said to this gal up here that we found out we were hung together with this particular lifetime. So I said to her, I says, could it be this person was sent my way to check me out, and then I could really get in trouble? And that was so silly, but that's how strong I felt that I was still in that lifetime. And she said, no, she said, but she was just trying to calm me down. But then I realized afterwards, so I had to do a clearing even on that's what I thought, because that is exactly what happened to me in that lifetime. Somebody was sent this kind of spy on me, so I thought it was happening again, another sign that was still in my energy field. So you have to clear it, because I had a fear, and it was holding me back. But now it's different now. That time, people were hanging and burning people as witches. But now, they still can call us a witch, but that doesn't happen, at least as a whole. I mean, there could be some crazy dude that would do something yet, but... Okay, so... Anya, is there other ways that you could recommend for people to clear, or they should get our modules, because that's what we do. We're teaching people how to be positive and to clear, you know, to be happier, to make our lives more fulfilling. Anya? Hello? Hello?
You deserve to know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
Okay, so obviously we had a little technical problem, but we're back.
So you had mentioned about obviously your soul, so if you don't mind finishing that one, I didn't get to hear it.
Well, he said that the audience heard everything.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's okay. You go ahead then.
Okay, so I shared how... I'll just continue because the rest heard. So I was just saying to you, Sharice, I shared a little bit how I cleared this situation, but there's other ways of clearing, but then maybe it would just be wiser to tell anyone that's really interested to sign up with our module classes, and then we do offer sessions, and we deal with each person's personal clearing. And then we can work together. I learned through Sharice and her mom, and to me, the best way for me, anyways, to learn is to experience it. When I had a time bomb come to surface, they showed me how, and then I cleared it. And I think, Charisse, you and I have talked about that recently, how we can clear on our own, but if we get in a spot, then we call for help, and you and your mom and I are help and to experience, you know, share, because sometimes it's like when we clean out a field with rocks, we pick up the rocks and we get a big one, so we need to help us.
That's right, yeah. Sometimes you need to call.
Huh?
Yeah, sometimes you need to call for help.
Yes.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you're not powerful, and doesn't mean that you're not strong, and it just means that you're willing to accept help from a brother or a sister of the cosmos, really.
Well, even the scriptures, Christ would send the disciples out two by two.
Mm-hmm.
And we are human. As much as we are a spirit being, we still are, like the scriptures say, that our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong. I mean, we should just get some help. And that's what I like about this program that we're offering people, the modules. The title is The Only Permanent Healing is Self-Healing. And then there's so much to offer. And then, again, we offer these healing sessions. And we found out that even on the phone, it's more powerful than in person, something to do with ear to ear. And it's easier in your home. And just to let people know that there's many ways. I know that I sure can feel peace in my life a lot more than I ever have. And it seems to be growing. But then things will, like she calls it, the time bombs will come. It's nothing more than the universe, the divine is saying, now there's something we need to deal with and you can handle it, so let's go. So.
Yeah. And then sometimes it just comes up and, that lady had come up to you and said something to you about, you know, people are saying that you're a witch. But sometimes it doesn't have to be an event. Sometimes those time bombs, you can see those time bombs in terms of repetitive thoughts or what are you holding, what are you thinking about a lot? Like if somebody's very, very angry about something that happened to them in the past and their mind just won't let it go, their mind is telling them they have to clear it. So we don't always have to wait for an experience to come show us. That's what meditation's about, or just sitting alone and reflecting, or journaling. Some people don't have the time to meditate, but just journaling and looking at your journal and the themes. You know, are you thinking that other people are constantly taking away your peace? You know, you have to look at the themes that are playing out in your life to find out what your bombs are, I guess, the time bombs that might go off. So, and it's not out of fear. It's out of wisdom. We want to be wise spirit beings. We want to become the gods and goddesses, or the realized beings and the enlightened beings that we are. We just have to remember it.
So you're saying that if, let's say, it seems like the same thing keeps happening, you keep running into the same kind of people, it seems like, you know, is that what you mean by a theme?
Yeah, a theme. So the same circumstance, I had a theme when I was younger of a betrayal. I was constantly being betrayed, but I had already an old wound with the masses. I was a healer before and persecuted a few times, as a lot of us are. You know, it is what it is. So I was persecuted. So, and that was in my astrology chart. That's why I started getting into the astrology, because your chart can tell you a whole lot about yourself, and it is nothing to do with opinions. It's just read the energy of the chart to find out what type of quote unquote themes are going on. So in my chart, I do have a wound in that area working with the masses. I have a very old wound, but in the healing of the wound, I evolved and I expanded my consciousness further out than I had before, and I became what I wanted to be. I became an ascended master, and that's the point. The point is to come here and wake up and realize that you are the master of your destiny. So the wound was my gift. Painful, however it was still my gift. And your gift was when that lady had accused you of a witch, and when we were talking, I was letting you know, or I was just sensing, not letting you know, I was just sensing that you just moved your boundaries out even further because you forgave her. You instantly forgave her. You instantly said, well, you know, people are like that. Sometimes they just, you know, they don't know any better. They can't help themselves. You didn't judge. You weren't angry. You didn't lash out. You didn't want to stop helping people. You just forgave her. And then that act of forgiveness and acceptance expanded your consciousness out again, because that's acceptance and forgiveness is what spirit does. So you acted like spirit. And the more you act like spirit, the more you become like spirit. And then the more you become like spirit, the more you live as spirit lives. And that's where all those gifts and abilities are that people are seeking. You know, spirit knows everything. That's where the psychic abilities come from, or healing. Spirit can heal. So she helped you to grow and evolve. She helped you to get to a higher place of consciousness. Not the one that told you you were being accused of, which she was part of the process, but the actual people who were accusing you. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. And she, I found out, was even part of the movement. I'm sure the one that called me a witch probably was one of those 80% that was here, that's here, that was there. And so she has to deal with that, her own. But because I cleared mine, I've helped her clear hers, right?
That's right, yeah. That's right. And you've released them from the lesson they have to share with you, or the experience.
Or even the karma.
Yeah, yeah, that's the word. I believe in karma. I try and stay from the word because it's got so many connotations to it, and that people kind of, they think it's something that it's not. Really, karma is just energy, conditioned energy, electromagnetic energy.
And
all of our thoughts, our feelings and emotions, everything altogether is very unique. So your frequency is unique to my frequency because you and I have not had the same experiences. So therefore our karma, quote unquote, is unique. But it's not a punishment, it's just energy. It's just your thoughts and your desires and your emotions. And your desire was to move forward. Therefore you were, quote unquote, persecuted, but you expanded out and you evolved. You evolved and you became what you wanted to become. You remembered what you were. You were actually, you were already spirit, but you remembered. The word I think is more appropriate is remembered. And that is the purpose of the course. The school that we're offering, the lessons that we're sharing and the exercises and the books, you know, the My Book, Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul. And even my first book, Blessings of Liberation, Path to Cleansing Karma. It was just for the purpose of trying to help people awaken. We're all one, so whoever I help, I'm in the end helping myself. And you're in the process now of creating the foundation of your book, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's in, you know, almost daily messages on Come Forth that people can get from your web. And these are just tools. Just messages. And the reason why we want to become more aware of the astral realm and the spirit beings that are around us is because we are not isolated. We are affected by each other. We're affected by astrology. We are affected by the way the planets move. So if we're affected by the planets, then of course we're going to be affected by the people that we work with or the people that we live with. We'll be affected by people who have crossed over who are still living in the home. And we just want to be positively affected. We want to be growing together. We don't want to have our life force sucked out of us and be living in a state of chaos because, you know, other beings, let's say, want the light and they're, you know, trying to make sure that we don't awaken. So that they can use the life force energy that we have. That's why would we want to do that? So in other words, you got to own your life. So what are some examples, Lavon, of not owning your life?
Not owning. Okay, instead of having our own truth and thinking for ourselves, we let others tell us. In other words, we don't be quiet and ask what all it is truth, which is our truth,
right?
Instead of, cause a lot of people are willing to sit in a pew, and someone in a pulpit tell them their truth.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you should take notes, and then when you go home, you should ask, "All that is this the truth for me?"
Yes, or what some people call God or the divine. Yeah.
Yep.
You have to ask. You've got to reflect. One of the seven ways the masters live their lives, with a show that I had done not too long ago. You have to reflect. If you follow somebody else, you're not following your truth. So I guess the point is to become aware of what part of your life aren't you owning? And it sometimes it's very subtle in terms of, are you constantly doing things for somebody else and not thinking about yourself? I used to do that. I was as a healer, I was constantly helping everybody else, but I never saved enough energy for myself. So you have to learn balance. So I wasn't owning my life. I was too busy trying to help everybody else. So what are some other things you can think of, Levon, that we do as a species, and we don't own our lives, and then sometimes if we don't own it, then we're letting somebody else own it, whether it be an ET or an angel or a demon, it doesn't matter. If we don't own our life, we don't own it, and that's the sin.
Well, one thing, you kind of touched it a little bit, is that we can get too busy, and we need to
yes.
take care of this vessel. The Bible calls it the vessel of the Holy Spirit, which is our body, and we need to take care of it, because if we don't, we're not going to be worth beings.
That's right.
For doing what we have come here to do. So sometimes that may mean you have to not, you know, a lot of people, the more busy you get doing work like this, you're going to get people that like you, and you're just going to have to balance. In other words, you're going to have to spend more time alone, eat better, make sure you get your sleep, plenty of water, like you said, meditate, and even the work that is put in our path, we need to, you know, put it in more space so there's not so much in one day and things like that. So that's important, too, because it's fun when you do what you've come here to do, but it gets a hurt afterwards if you don't take care of yourself, because I don't think anything hurts worse than that low energy pain.
Yeah,
I know. It really is hard on a person.
Yeah, that is. It is. The load, it is. It's very tough. It actually almost feels like poison.
Yeah.
And that's what we are. Sometimes we're eating so many toxic foods, and we're having toxic thoughts that we've poisoned our systems. And how can we communicate with our higher selves, or how can we become aware of the higher dimensions if we're so toxic? So that's another reason why we want to detox. You want to detox the physical body, but you want to detox your mind too. You want to try and start sorting out, are you believing that you are important and valuable, or do you think that you're less than worthy because you don't make more money than somebody else, or because of the color of your skin? So it's really a house cleaning job, really. You want to clean your house, and you want to make sure that what you believe is there, but what everybody else has told you that you don't think is true is gone. Because as a child, you don't know any better. We blindly believe our parents, and they're doing their best. But we also blindly believe society, and society hasn't always been living in the truth. I mean, for hundreds of years ago, we believed that other people should be enslaved. I mean, that's awful. I can't even believe we would do something like that. But they believed it was true. And look how hard that the African Americans had to fight just to free themselves, and they still are. But society is placing those thoughts, those controls, and that mind control that I've actually interviewed other authors on, this mind control. We need to free our minds from other spirit beings. But we can't do it unless we realize that we're the ones creating our lives. It's us. We create through our mind and our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings. So we got to take our power back from everyone. It's not about this big, huge fight, I don't think. It's just taking back your power, just realizing who you were, realizing that the potential lies within you. Going through your closet and throwing out what you don't need, removing the time bombs, you know, getting in that SWAT team in there. Sometimes you need to get a SWAT team in. You might need to work with a whole set of people.
Yes, yes.
You don't hurt yourself.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot of things.
And the way
what other things do you do, Levon, to help with your, you know, to clean up your closet and to balance your field so that you're always aligned with the light?
You mean me personally?
Yeah, just personally.
Okay. Well, I live pretty simple, but I have for years, just because I was a gospel worker and then I jumped into this, and actually I think I do more now than I did when I was a gospel worker. When I was a gospel worker, I was in the world, but not of the world. And there was a good 10 years there that I still, my daughters and I laugh because we'll hear and see things that we miss completely. And we'll say, when did that happen? And it was during that time span. But it's easier for me, I think, than the average because I have lived kind of, you know, since I was about 26 and now I'm 54. But even that, I have to have a lot of quiet time. I mean, and not a lot, but I guess quality, you know, when I do. And so I spend, when I'm not working, I'm alone a lot. And I soak in Epsom salt or sea salt, I prefer. And I have a third eye bowl, which helps keep my third eye open, which helps me with my gifts, so my toolbox is more efficient. And then I have sessions with, you know, usually about once a month now. What happens is healers or even a humanitarian of some sort, it takes another being, spirit being, that you have found out, and the universe will help you find them, that you may have to just clear. They'll have to work with you because, like I was saying before, when you're emotionally involved in something, it's hard to see what you need. So someone that's out of the emotion realm can have sense because they're not feeling that slap in the face experience, I call it, because when you get emotional, it's like, and then you have to come to your senses. But that's how I seem to, you know, but I get a little bit, certain, not a little bit, sometimes heavy, energy tired, and I have no choice. I mean, if I'm in the car, I pull over and fall asleep. Otherwise, I'm no good. That's just it. I'm shot in all ways. But as a rule, the universe has been really good to me lately. I don't feel it till I get home. And then boom.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. But, you know, but of course I'm trying to drink. I try to drink lots of water, and I'm always working on trying to eat better. But I'm a little confused sometimes because I've read too much. So I don't know what to do. So I energize my food, which means nothing more than putting my hand on it. And my intent is to make it pure energy to eat. You know, or else I put it by my spleen and I do muscle testing. Because there was a time I believed a certain way about health and it was a lot easier for me. But now I'm, you know, right. So that's my probably biggest struggle right now. But otherwise, I'm in an area where the energy, I was told by a handful of intuitive people, it's one of the best energies in the world even, that it goes around. I mean, this is a physical thing, but I'm way in no man's land. I live in the woods. And
yes, well, that is a blessing where you live. So I guess the people that don't live in that area and who want to develop their intuition, who want to become aware of these higher realms, I do suggest, first off, spending some time realizing that those people who have crossed over and that are seen by, you know, mediums like myself and psychics, you can see them. It's not a special gift. It is a spirit nature to be able to see into these higher realms or to be able to see energy. Some people want to be able to see energy that's in the room. I can see energies in the corners and, you know, coming in and out of people's chakras, and I can see forms around thoughts that come out of people's physical bodies and their energy field. But this is not a special gift. This is inherent within the consciousness that I was using. It was a part of me, which is a part of everybody else, and that's why it's so important to teach how to just become aware of it, because if we're not teaching other people how to become aware of the gift that they have within, then all we're doing is taking their power away. We also have to help people remember that they can use their intuition to decide which car to buy, which home to buy, which job to take, which way to even take to work. That's intuition. Some people call it psychic. I offer intuitive counseling. Intuition is when you use your higher self. You use a higher aspect of yourself, your higher consciousness, to become aware of what's happened in the past that's preventing people from living in peace, what's going to happen in the future unless they do something to change, the linear thinking, and you're just following the line. It's just a line. Thinking is on a linear level, so you're just following their thoughts. Because the future is just a probability based on the choices that they're making right now. So as psychics, you just become aware of the choices, and obviously the choices that they're making will determine their future. So we all have those gifts within us. We all have those abilities. We can all see those who have crossed over. We can all see the angels and the archangels, whatever you want to call them. There are not some that are special and some that are not special. There are not some that are better or greater than. We all have it within us, and it's just a matter of figuring out what technique to use to open it up. So I offer counseling on opening that up and offer a school, but you can also go out and you can buy a book, or you can use sea salts or aromatherapy, tuning forks, meditate or chant, and the most important thing, the desire. You really want to open up to those higher realms around you. You really want to become aware of the spirit beings that are constantly with us, we're just not aware of. If you want to be aware of your source that's within you, if you want to manifest your own reality and you want to be cosmic consciousness, and or you want to be cosmic aware and see the ETs that are out there, if you want to get in touch with them, you can do it. You don't have to rely on somebody else. The power base is inside of them. Everybody has their own power base. In the end, we are all channeling the same source. We've all got energy, this life force running through us. So the greatest thing we can do for anyone is just to help them awaken and use their intuition, use their gifts, their personal gifts, the ones that are inside them, not the ones that are handed down by somebody else, but the ones that are inside them. So, and it is a touchy subject with me. I do not like it when we disempower each other. When we disempower each other, we keep ourselves in a cycle. It's like the blind leading the blind. If we're not going to realize how important and valuable each person is equally to humanity, then we're going to keep living in a state of separation, and we're going to keep living in poverty, and we're going to keep perpetuating all of these cycles that are causing violence right now. We're not living in a happy planet. We're destroying the planet that we live on. We're destroying the very garden that we have created for ourselves so that we could grow and evolve. And why is that? Because we're choosing to dwell with thoughts of consciousness. We're choosing to think that our actions don't have reactions. We're choosing to not believe in the law of attraction. We're choosing to deny that we are not all connected. It's a choice that we're making. So now we have to choose to either we're going to embrace our divinity or we're going to blow ourselves up. One way or another. Something's going to happen, and I hope that it's the positive. We deserve it. We deserve peace. We deserve harmony. We deserve to enjoy this existence. And we can do it. Those light bearers, you know, all of this radio station, they're all light bearers. We're all trying to make a difference. And I believe that the light bearers have enough power and force that we can change. We can change the planet. We can change. We can awaken. We can ascend. It is a possibility. So, as I am speaking about this, Lavonne, if there's any information that you want to give about yourself in terms of the sessions that you order and the number that they can contact you at.
Okay. My home phone is 218-425-3983, 218-425-3983. And I'm on the same website with you with the blog, right, Cherie?
Yes, you're on the...
What is that?
Knowing Spirit. www.knowingspirit.org, and your new website will be up in just not even a month, in the next couple of weeks. And you're also on the communications from all that is .com. Lavonne is listed as a teacher there, and her phone number and information is there, as well as the School of Enlightenment .blogspot. So we've got a lot of webs here and there, so you can find out about that. And I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for listening to today's session. It was a pleasure to be able to share our teachings with those interested in awakening and helping consciousness.
Yes, thank you.
So until then, please enjoy your week and remember how important, divine, and universal love you are. All right, take care, everyone. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, we got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?